It's That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
Given that tuna is a fish, it can seem unnecessary to call that out in the compound tuna fish.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Hector. Thanks for joining us today. With us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hello, Ann.
Hi, Rebecca.
This week we have a rather fishy question from Ryan. Ryan says, I'm really curious why some people call tuna salad tuna fish. Tuna is just a fish, so it seems like saying chicken bird. But we also have tuna salad, which I think of as the same as tuna fish, or any other preparation could just be tuna. Ryan wants to know if there is a distinction here.
All right, Rebecca, is there a distinction for you between tuna fish and tuna salad?
Mayonnaise, I guess, would be the distinction.
That would be my answer as well, is that tuna salad is tuna fish from the can with mayonnaise. Maybe a few other things, but the mayonnaise is really critical to the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I love this question because I hadn't thought about tuna fish and this question of redundancy and the difference between tuna fish and tuna salad. So here we go, Rebecca. The word goes back to Spanish, atún, and we can trace it back to Latin and Greek. We've had a few different versions of the word tuni and ton, and as well as tuna, all to refer to this fish. And the fish, and here I'm going to rely on a dictionary definition, is any of numerous large, vigorous, scomboid food and sport fishes, such as albacore, skipjack, bluefin, tuna. So then the question is, okay, tuna is one of those fish. Can it also be the food in the can? Rebecca, for you, can tuna be canned tuna?
Absolutely. I think unless you're putting some other word next to it, if I hear tuna, I'm thinking, yeah, I'm not thinking ahi tuna or something like that. I'm thinking the stuff in the can.
Okay. And this is where we are just going to see some variation. We have people who are fundamentally concerned that tuna fish is redundant. Now, we do have words like swordfish and lionfish and sunfish. But of course, if you get rid of the fish there, it gets very confusing because now you're referring to a sword or a lion or the sun. So you need the fish. Do you need the fish in tuna fish? Arguably no, although it is worth noting that there is a meaning of tuna which refers to a prickly pear cactus. So one could say perhaps tuna fish originates to distinguish the tuna fish from the tuna cactus. And I want to credit Kevin McCarthy, a linguist at the University of Florida, who's put that on the table. Hard to know, canned tuna emerges in the early 20th century. And this is around the time that tuna fish, the compound, emerges. And some dictionaries will say there's a distinction here, which is that tuna fish refers to the tuna in a can, and tuna refers to the live fish, the fish fillet, and the meat in a can. So tuna can do all of those things. Tuna fish only refers to the thing coming out of the can. I would say that is largely true, although you can occasionally find tuna fish to refer to the fish swimming around in the ocean. And I found this example from 1930. I dreamt I saw two fishes fight. The champion was a tuna fish. His opponent was a bass. But you will see tuna the way you use it, Rebecca, where it's referring to the tuna in a can or even tuna salad, like a tuna sandwich, a tuna melt. I also want to note that you will occasionally see other fish with that additional fish. So you can find a few examples of a salmon fish taco or a salmon fish farm. Not frequent. Tuna fish, definitely the most frequent of these. But we also will sometimes see other redundancies like this. Rebecca, let's just remember the puppy dog.
And the kitty cat. And the bunny rabbit. Thanks so much, Anne.
Rebecca, I think that bunny rabbits and kitty cats are a great place to end.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.